Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, my first podcast being a 50-year-old person. Wow. Thoughts of turning 50 by yours truly, Sam Crowley. Hey, welcome to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's your humble host, Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. Let's dive right into it because I always want to deliver content. If you're a first-time listener, don't hit the eject button just yet, all right? Give it a couple of weeks. Everybody goes through this phase. It's like, who's this wild card, man? He's a loose cannon. He's screaming into my ears. I hate it. He's too excited. Blah, 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 blah. Calling me a champion. My best days are ahead of me. I can't take it. And then after about a week, you're like, I need a little bit of a crowd. Where's that Crowley guy again? Let me just hit play one of these 3,000 podcasts that are free, by the way, on iTunes and at EverydaySaturday.com. And then after a month, you're hooked. So stay with me. I turned 50 yesterday. I didn't record a podcast. I did do a free training inside our Momentum Club Facebook group. That was fun. But how did I spend my 50th? Probably how you spent your 50th or your 40th or your 30th around the people that you love the most. You know, my kids, I've got four daughters, ages 17, 13, 12, and going to be four in August. Wow. Baby Susan's going to be four. And we hung out by the pool. I have an in-ground pool in my backyard here. I downsized my life last year. And by that, I mean I watched a documentary on Netflix, Christmas of 2016, and it was called Minimalism. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was already about that life. Like, I didn't want any material possessions because I don't like to be defined by material possessions. So in 2017, in the spring, we downsized from a 4,000-square-foot McMansion in the suburbs to a 1,700-square-foot, 200-year-old farmhouse on an acre of land with an in-ground pool, because I wanted all my memories to be outside, not inside. I grew up as a kid playing, you know, in the woods and climbing trees and playing basketball and baseball, sandlot with my friends. I didn't spend it on a 7-inch screen staring at Netflix. You know, that's not what I did as a kid. I didn't spend it on a smartphone. So those are the memories I want my kids to have. And that's why I downsized my life. And that's why yesterday on my 50th birthday, I was surrounded by my wife, Angela, my four daughters. We hung out. We played in the pool. I mean, just to have, for example, our daughter Susan, who spent all that time in children's, came home on a ventilator, undeveloped lungs. Just to have her in the pool, pushing her around on her little ducky floaty thing there. She can't swim. I mean, heck, she can't even talk, really. But she's getting to where she needs to be. It's a slow journey. You know, embrace the process. Embrace the process. I don't want Susan to grow up too fast. I see her now. She's going to be 4 years old, and I almost cry thinking about, why can't you be two again? But then I think when she was two, she was on a ventilator and couldn't breathe. So, man, I'll tell you, life is funny. I have no regrets on my 50th birthday. I do have one regret, and I shared it inside the Momentum Club. I wish I would have went for my dream sooner. I wish I wouldn't have been caught in fear. I wish I wouldn't have been caught in self-doubt, what people thought about me. I get pissed off every time I think about that because, you know, I shared this analogy on my Instagram yesterday. You can follow me at Every Day is Saturday. I put a video out there, and I tried to summarize in 1 minute what it felt like turning 50. And I used the analogy of there's this big rope. There's this long rope that goes for millions and millions and millions of miles. It goes for eternity. The rope never ends. It could wrap it around the earth itself 800 million times. Okay. It goes on forever. And at the very beginning of that rope is a red dot. And that red dot symbolizes our life here on earth. And everybody focuses on the red dot. Everybody focuses on that little dot of time in the natural that we have here on earth, where we worry about our finances, the clothes we wear, how we look, what people think about us, the gossip, who said what, and all this crap that doesn't matter. So we spend all that time trying to impress everybody here on earth when we should be spending our time focusing on the rest, the remainder of where that rope goes, which is eternity. I'm focused on eternity. I'm focused on where I'm spending my life, the rest of my life in eternity. As a Christian, I believe I spend that with the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That's my life. That's what I live for. That's my purpose here on earth. Because if I didn't have that, my life would be hollow. It'd be shallow. It'd be, this is it. Like, okay, I got a nice car. Yay. Hey, I made $100,000 last month. Yay. I'm dead. You know, I'll be in the ground in 30 years if I just live a regular life. I've lived over half my life. And that's if I lived healthy, you know, and nothing bad happens. Look, we could all be taken out of this game tomorrow. And everybody plays so small, you know. I flip now. Let me flip the switch. I say that I live for eternity, but I want to make the biggest splash here on earth in a good way. I want to treat people right. I don't want to hurt people's feelings intentionally. I want to help people. That's what this entire 2018 has been dedicated to. That's why I put it in my podcast every time. You and I, we need to work together one-on-one. I want to share with you that feeling of momentum, of passion, of I found my purpose. I found my life's purpose. And to say that at the age of 50, that I found my life's purpose 13 years ago, and I've been able to monetize that, haven't had to work for the man, haven't cashed a paycheck in that amount of time for anybody else other than myself, I want to share that with you. That's why it's not about selling. Yeah, I feed my family. By the money you invest in coaching together, I share with you the 13 years of wisdom that I've gained being an online entrepreneur, sharing stages all around the world in Australia, Europe, North and South America, speaking with Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Bob Proctor, all of these people. What's your purpose? Like, that's what I want to get from you. I want to work with you one-on-one. That's why I always have that call to action. And I thought about it yesterday on my 50th birthday, man. I haven't even scratched the surface of this whole Every Day is Saturday community and this coaching and all of these clients that are finally getting their gold message. I've got a gold message guarantee that when you and I work together, you will have your message tight, clear, focused, ready to share with the world. I don't care if that message is you're an electrician, you're a plumber, or you're a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Doesn't matter to me what it is. We'll find the gold message inside of you, and we'll hand that to you wrapped in a silver platter. And you can't use time and you can't use money as an excuse why you can't do it. Those are phony. They're smoke screens that are given to you by the enemy. The enemy wants you to stay small and play small. That's all. The enemy has one trick, and it's a lie. If he can get you to believe the lie that you don't have the time and you don't have the money to get started following your very own Saturday, he wins. He wins. So my 50th birthday and beyond, my 51st rotation now around the sun, is to work with you, to help you understand your greatest days haven't even happened yet. I don't want to hear the time and money excuse. That doesn't work. Now, I get it right now. The life that you have designed based on your best thinking and your decisions, that's where you are. I get it. I'll give you more time. I'll give you the best time. I'll give you the quality of your life and the passion and the purpose that you need. But you got to take the first step. You got to go to everydayissaturday.com/coaching. Just hit that apply now button, answer like a handful of questions. They're multiple choice. I just want to figure out what's going on. Like, what's going on inside your head? Where are you right now? What is your best thinking got you? And where do you want to go? The only two questions I have for you. What is your best thinking got you right now? And do you own that? And where do you want to go from there? Just go to everydayissaturday.com/coaching, or just go to the regular website, everydayissaturday.com, click on coaching tab, hit apply now, and tell me just a little bit about yourself. Because that's my goal. As I think about turning 50, it is, man, there's so many people I want to work with, so many Sam Crowleys, male and female, all around the world, who I know have an incredible amount of passion, but they've got the negative relatives, they've got the negative friends, they've got all these people that they hang around every day, this loads and loads of dirt that have been piled on top of their dream. They just want to know that I got a shot. I'll give you the gold message guarantee. When we're done working together, we'll wrap it up in a bow. I'll hand it to you. You'll be off and running way better than I ever could. Took me 5 years to figure this stuff out, you know, before I ever got started. So I spent my day yesterday, wrapped it up. We were at the pool, and then we cooked out burgers, salad, all that great stuff. Me and my wife and my kids, I hung out on the porch, talked to my wife and kids. Of course, I had my obligatory glass of Merlot. My kids always make fun of me. Dad's drinking again. I can't have any more than two glasses of Merlot. I can't even drink. I couldn't drink more than that if I wanted to, and I don't want to, by the way. And I sat on my porch in my farmhouse, and I hung out with my kids and my family. And that was it. That was my 50th. Picked up my daughter at work last night. She works at Walgreens. She worked until 10 o'clock at night. I want her to be safe, so I pick her up. I don't want her driving home. And so I picked her up in the parking lot. We drove home, had some great conversation. Kissed her goodnight, told her I loved her like I do all my girls every night. And that was it. And I went to bed last night with peace. I went to bed with peace. I don't know when the last time you actually slept with peace. A lot of people don't have that. I have that. I have that inner peace. For me, it's called the Holy Spirit. And I have that inside of me. And it's a good place. I'm not saying I got life figured out. So don't look at me like, oh, this guy thinks he's... No. I'm more flawed than you'll ever be. But I own that. I own my flaws. Like, I lead with my flaws. I want to be authentic. I don't want anybody ever coming around me thinking, geez, you're somebody different. Nobody's ever said that about me. Like, every time I meet someone in person and they hear this podcast or they've seen me someplace on a video or somewhere, like, damn, you're the same guy. Like, you're the same guy. You're right. You see me in the grocery store? Same guy. Riding my John Deere? Same guy. I don't want to be anybody than I already am, because that is not what we are called to do. We are called to celebrate who we are, not hide from who we are. Everybody is born an original, but most people die a copy because they're not comfortable in their own skin. My goal is to work with you to help you highlight who that person is inside of your skin. That's where the real secret sauce is. So would you allow us to work together? Would you at least do this much? Like, can you just go to everydayissaturday.com/coaching? Can you just answer a few questions just to see if there's a chance that we can work together and you can enjoy a lifetime full of Saturdays? Because I'm bringing it, baby. I might be 50, but I got the energy of a 20-year-old. That is, I think, the secret to life. No regrets. No regrets. The passion always at a high level. Purpose right there, dialed in. Excited, energy, all of that. Would you allow me to bring that to you? At the very least, go on with the rest of your day knowing that you are one decision away from greatness. That's all. Everything starts with the ability to make a decision. That's it. Make a decision, take the action, gain the belief. Make the decision, take the action, and then gain the belief. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I've helped hundreds and thousands do it. I know you can do it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.